Prepare yourself! Prepare yourself!
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going?
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Yes. Thank you for tuning in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, Vic. And, I've also got behind the board there, we got Massage Mike. Are you still going by that name, or is that just a social network thing?
That's just social media stuff. I just did that because, you know, nobody knows who Massage Mike is, and, well, frankly, not a lot of people care, but I guess it's a dog whistle for anti-Zionist.
Well, okay, I'm glad you said that, because I would like for some of my listeners to call back in on that very subject, the whole anti-Zionist thing, because it is very important. It's a lot of, you got to have that dog whistle language, I mean, just saying the Jews, even though my experience with the Jews is not very good, I still like to keep it on the level of Zionist. I know. I mean, there's just some people out there, you know. I really don't want to disparage people, but I've tried my hand at this a few times, and oh, over a nickel, you'll get you backstabbed. Oh, if you ain't got a contract written up, just don't. Okay. Anyways, I'm not gonna go there. All right. So, anyways. This is the Red Pill Hardcore, and I wanna get into subject matter for today, but I wanna talk about something I wanted to talk about yesterday. Just simply did not have time. Speaking of social networks, there's a little girl in Italy who killed herself. Well, how? By asphyxiation, choking to death. Now, I'm not sure if any of you heard the story. It's a TikTok story. Some perverse dude out there put the challenge on TikTok for how long can you choke yourself and live? I want to say, you know, thousands of children actually tried this challenge. Thousands. Not saying any adult males or adult females responding to this challenge. So, just how perverse this is. You have to... Oh, so many angles to look at this. For one, it's a 10-year-old girl, 10-year-old, who actually had to be resuscitated over and over again for an hour before she finally let go of the mortal coil. This is very, very, it's a very serious situation to ponder upon. Yeah, I know some people are saying, okay, so what? One death. And, you know, I'm of the opinion of, yes, there is a Darwinistic sort of a feeling that I have for this. I do believe that there's some people that should not go on for lack of intelligence. I mean, this episode is coming off highly racial, but there's this joke that I loved when I was a kid. You know, Def Comedy Jam, you know, white people always having crazy weekends. You know, white people always doing crazy stuff. You know, us poor black folks, we don't have the money to do that. But if we did, we wouldn't have crazy weekends like that. You know, skydiving and bungee jumping. Oh, that's not, you know, white people dying left and right. And, you know, I think to myself, you know, that's sort of kind of Darwin. You know, some people, if you're going to do something stupid, if you're going to play a stupid game, you're going to win a stupid prize, in other words. And so that's sort of why I let a lot of this stuff go, because that's just what it is. And, I mean, you can go to YouTube to this day, find the stupid pranks, videos, and it's... and the deaths from these pranks, it's still the same to this day, okay? You'll find 23 white people did this and died, one Asian, and two blacks, one Hispanic, and boom, that's the chart. It's like, is this Mother Nature? Is this some sort of equilibrium mechanism? I don't know. I don't know what this is. But if somebody wants to have a philosophical discussion with me on that, please call in. Phone number is 800-313-9443. And, of course, you can always call into the local office there at 512-248-8252. Okay, but then again, there's another aspect of this that is very important to look at. You've got a 10-year-old girl, but thousands of children tried this, up to the age of 15, I believe. Who's responsible for this? How can this be done? Because I know at the age of 10 to 15, me personally, I have the common sense to not try something like that. Nobody had to tell me to not stick a fork in a light socket. Okay? It's was something that crossed my mind. I know what electricity does. I mean, the dumbest thing I ever did as a child, and this is before I can even talk, I found a way to climb up onto a kitchen counter while turn on the stove. No, it wasn't the gas, it was the electric. It had the glowing rings, red hot. I had to touch it. It was like a moth to fire, like literally. I was so young, I had to touch it. Hey, I touched it. That was the last dumb thing I ever did. Okay? Now, I was supervised. I got the hell away from supervision just so I could do that. Now, I can't tell you what mindset I had because I was 2 years old. I don't remember. But as a 10-year-old to 15-year-old, this is really a social issue to look at. Is this happening for a lack of parenting? Or is this happening because our children are getting dumber? Or is it a combination of the two? This didn't happen to an extremely rich family. This didn't happen to an extremely poor family. It was a middle-class family. So, I mean, any thoughts on that, Mike? If you want to join in?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, white people do be crazy, but I've got some ideas. My first thought was white people are crazy, but have you seen Indian social media? They love trains.
Yes.
And so I was kind of thinking maybe the whole point is it comes down to Western civilization and Japan, and we all know the Nipponese are pretty nuts themselves, sexually and otherwise. And hey, I love their nationalism, I should say. But maybe it's just, you know, social media, internet, you know, the well-to-do had their first shots at it before everybody else. So maybe we just see more of that at the beginning of this kind of thing. But I think the poorer countries are going to be flooding media in all forms with their stupidity more and more as we go along. But other than that, yeah, gullibility and the peer pressure and the nowadays it's, you know, it's evolved into this need for the likes and the shares and the validation. So yeah, you know, we're gonna see that stuff, I'm assuming. But like I said, I think it may just be kind of because the socioeconomic issues have sort of led to the demographics of these kind of things so far, but I'm sure the media push is always going to kind of dictate where that's going. Like the mass shootings, you know, we're not going to hear about those when that's not going to make the hay, but now that we're into the dear leader weekend at Biden's reign, we'll surely see some different media pushes.
Well, I like the implication of possible peer pressure and the likes and that sort of thing. I will say the closest dumb thing that I did after that at a very young age, I believe we all did it though, you know, on the swings. How high up can you go and then jump off the swing? Now, but that's something that, you know, more than likely you're going to land that, you're going to stick that landing. But every once in a while, you know, you'll do a roll and whatnot, but chances of you breaking your neck are slim.
Yeah.
And we come back from the days where we were on blacktop, or at least gravel, you know. We have these tar pits of shredded tires and foam.
Those are
like
nice.
Today.
Hey, I've done plenty of dumb stuff, and luckily my, you know, 12-year-old friends weren't around with their cell phones recording it. I mean, I've buried myself alive in sand by myself. That's a brilliant move. Definitely don't recommend crawling through your sand tunnel by yourself. I've jumped off of, you know, 20-foot various objects. The antenna tower in our backyard, the roofs, you know, you've done all that stuff, and you're going to get hurt. I mean, I broke my own nose not too many years ago trying to pull a stunt down at the Greenbelt, jumping into some water. I was trying to do a flying squirrel front flip to jackknife, and yeah, that I almost nailed it, but when time slowed down as my nose smashed my face and the water parted all around my body, I realized, yeah, that wasn't a great idea. But hey, I fixed it. I fixed it myself, so my nose is doing all right.
That doesn't count, because you know, I impressing the ladies, that's something that we just have to do. We got to do some crazy stuff to get the ladies to look at us.
Yeah. I don't think I was even impressing ladies in any of those examples, but I'm sure I could think of some where I was that better apply.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Impressing the ladies. I tried to stick to the intellectual route.
Yeah.
I would not put my body in harm's way because I was going to need my body after I succeeded.
Right. Yeah, I was more like pushing the limits of physiology experimentation more than anything, like see what I can get away with. I think we definitely need to focus on the education of the children, that, you know, validation from others is not not a valid goal in life, and that seems to be what a lot of young people are into. I mean, you just watch YouTube, and it's all, you know, early 20-somethings like those idiots with the blonde hair that are fighting now, one of the brothers. I don't even want to say their name. I don't remember it anyway. You know, kids love that stuff. They want to be celebrities, and I think that the younger people are, they're seeing through a lot of that, but we do have that middle ground of the probably 15 to 30-year-old newer people in the area, newer people on the planet that are going to have that need, and so we're going to have to see a lot of that before it gets better, I'm sure of that. And then yeah, back to our Hindu friends, I don't understand what their deal is with posing with trains, but they love it, and it ends very badly, very often, and it gets posted on the internet. So,
especially, I don't know why they like it so much. Especially with the human defecation all around,
right?
They love pooping on the tracks.
I don't know. India is a fascinating place to me. I don't know. It's wild. And I'm thinking we don't see much out of China because that's just kind of locked down. But, man, they do some dumb stuff in the factories and the production lines. I see plenty of that tragedy. Their forces on them socially are a lot different. I think it's one of being successful, being efficient, and they'll literally risk their lives, I guess, to save 5 minutes on an assembly line or in a carpet roller or I don't know, name your thing, or you know, ducking under the roller door before it's all the way up and getting crushed under that. I think every society has its different impetuses, you know, for behavior, so we're gonna see all those different flavors.
Well, that seems to be boredom seems to be the underlying thing here. I know if I were Chinese, I would probably be really bored in the factories. Well, and then there's another aspect to this as well. We have a guy who, and this is why I think we need duality within our social networks. We need one for kids, then one for adults. You know, 1 through 17, and then 18 through whatever. 18 and up.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Because
kids off the phones and social media in general.
That's not going to happen, though.
That's true.
They're not going to do that. So we need to make that divide. And something that is very important to look at here is the fact that this guy that put this up is probably a sexual predator. I mean, erotica asphyxiation here, choke jacking, for those who don't know what that is. Guys who choke themselves and pleasure themselves sexually. This guy, on top of it, more than likely a pedophile, and got off on all these videos. How many pornographic ways are we going to use to take advantage of the children? I mean, that would just slip right through. I don't know. I know we're going to commercial break here really soon here. Once again, guys, phone number is 800-313-9443, and we'll get the calls right after this break.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Ahead and hop into the phone lines here. We have Orlando, line one. Go ahead. I do believe we have a Harley in Orlando. Line one, go ahead.
Hello. I've never heard your show before, and I respect your free speech initiative for me to call in, but I want to ask you how you can be on the same frequency as someone who has been on RBN for possibly years now, Patrick Slattery, who doesn't accept any calls whatsoever, who claims to be of the white generation or whatever he is. It's a fake name. He is not, nobody knows what he is. Nobody knows if he's white or what he is, because he's a fake name, but he's allowed to broadcast on RBN but people like me aren't allowed to comment on his show.
Well, hey,
this guy is
Harley,
not
he was
only...
just on the last show, and people did call in, so...
Wait a minute. He's not only supposedly a doctor, but he can't explain what a race is, what DNA is. I mean, this guy is a totally closed-off person that cannot be questioned on anything. You can go ahead and protect him if you want, but you
just
are totally false if you are, because this guy has been on RBN for years now, who has been totally protected from free speech. Now, what is your comment?
Well, I'll let Mike go first, because he knows this guy more than I do.
And has, I believe Patrick's been on your show, V. Wasn't he on Jeremy's?
He was on my show when we were talking about Trump.
That was a few months ago.
Election day.
Yeah.
Did you have call-in?
Yes.
I do believe so. I believe he hopped off the phones when we started having calls.
That's freaking nonsense. Okay.
Patrick does a lot of pre-recorded shows. That would be the primary reason you're not going to be able to call into Patrick's show, generally.
Well, you know what? My call in right now, this day, today, for 2 years or more, is to say this piece of garbage has been totally non-free speech and a punk, not only a punk, but a totally unfree speech, un-American piece of garbage for 2 years. Now, if he wants to have a discussion with me anytime, I'm wide open. We can have a discussion on race, what he thinks race is, what he thinks a Jew is. Oh, no, we don't want to talk about what a Jew is here, because that's, you know, that's out of the park. We don't want to talk about what
talk
that
about
is.
It. You can absolutely talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Well, let's talk about it. What is it? What is a Jew? Now, you know what? Every time I hear somebody call Slattery that say someone is a Jew, this guy is immediately someone that says that isn't a Jew. And you know what? Slattery doesn't know what a freaking Jew is. He's an atheist, first of all. He doesn't know what a race is, second of all. That's race and religion right there. He doesn't know what a religion or a race is. And I'll prove it to him in person. But you see, I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to your followers here that have been bullshitting us for years.
Keep the language now, clean you, for us, please. We know you don't like Slattery, but...
I take calls, but please take... Let's have the language clean, if you would.
Pardon me? Now, wait a minute.
I do take calls and free speech, but let's try to keep the language clean, because I want to broaden the audience, keep this family-friendly, you know?
Family-friendly. Family-friendly. Now, let's talk about family-friendly. How
okay,
about having Hannity and O'Reilly and whoever the frick it is on the TV nowadays? I don't care. That's family-friendly. Really? Is that what family-friendly is?
With all the lies that they
that's
say,
Slattery bullshit. I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm going to cut you off.
This guy,
keep
Slattery,
saying BS.
He's another. He wants to be Irish. You know what he is? He isn't Irish. He's a bullshit.
Okay, that's three BS's. We told him no cursing. Harley, if you want free speech, that's fine. You can have free speech on the show. But again, I am rebroadcasted several different places. FCC rules. Call again. You want to keep the language clean. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host V. And we got Massad Mike on the board there. Massad Mike, who's not actually a Jew.
caveat, I've studied my Czech heritage history, and apparently we were as a group told, you will convert to Catholicism or you will die, or you can run away if you can. Maybe Jewish blood. I don't know. We kind of look Jewish. the tribes of Israel and modern Jews being separate, obviously, generally speaking. Anyway.
Well, for all intents and purposes of the show, you're Czech.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm 100% Moravian Czech. Guns, glass, and wine. That's our stuff. Central Texas farm stock. Yeah, that's what we do. Ranching, growing the grains. So there you have it. My my short bio.
Well, I'm going to tell you, being here in Europe, and my unique media has found some places here in Europe, and I'm going to tell you, the Czech girls like me, and boy, they're beautiful. God, are they beautiful. Wow. Yeah, UFO convention, stuff like that. They're really into that stuff in Czech. That's great. I wonder how many of these girls are being abducted. I know when I get me a spaceship, I'm going to be doing some abductions myself. Oh, man. Yeah. All right. Well, we're back, guys. And I want to extend a personal message to Harley there in Orlando. If you can stop the profanity, I would love it if you called back in and we can have the discussions that you want to have. Now, as far as Patrick Flannery is concerned, I have invited him to my show a few times. He's made it once. And from hearsay, his PhD is in political science. I'm not sure. I don't know anything about the guy. I have no grievances towards Dr. Patrick Flannery.
Yeah, that comes from me. As far as I know, Slattery has his expertise is political science. So I'm going a little out on a limb and saying if he's got a PhD, I'm assuming it's political science or something related.
Okay, and so we have someone else who wanted to speak on Patrick Flannery. So let's go to Brooklyn, line five. This is Jim.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Listen, I am Jewish. In fact, I'm an Orthodox Jew, and I live in a Hasidic neighborhood, and I am a regular listener and caller to RBN. I have spoken on several occasions with Patrick Slattery, with Dr. Slattery, and we have had very civil conversations. And even though a lot of the stuff, I don't like it, but I let it just roll off my back, and we get down to some very interesting, like factual discussions. Now, this fellow Harley, he was a little bit, he got a little bit rough. And by the way, I used to live in Orlando. I graduated from Winter Park High School outside of Orlando. That's many years ago. But what I want to get to the point is that we have had, especially regarding who is a Jew and Jewish laws and what it's like living here in a Hasidic neighborhood, and we get along okay. He is civil. I have to say, I find a lot of things he says are wrong, and I don't like them, but we have very civil conversations. And I think Harley should be able to do that himself, and especially since he's not even Jewish. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, okay. One quick thing? You want to say who's a Jew and all this kind of stuff, right? But, well, you know, of course, that if you have to have a Jewish mother to be Jewish, right? You know about that, right?
Sure. Yes.
Okay, so I want to mention three people who are popularly regarded as being Jewish, and they're not. And you know who those three people are?
Who?
They are. They are the son of Sam Killer. He had a last name that was Jewish, Berkowitz, but he was adopted by Jewish parents and he was not Jewish. Okay, number two. The one that had the affair with Bill Clinton in the Oval Office, what was it, Monica Lewinsky? Her father was a Jewish doctor. Her mother was not Jewish, and makes them not Jewish. And number three, George Soros, who was a Nazi collaborator, and his mother was not Jewish, and he actually turned in Jews to the Nazis as a young boy. It's on 60 Minutes. You probably heard about that, right?
Okay. So let me ask you something. As a Jewish person, because I know back in those days, they were looking at people's lineage, and if you were an eighth of a Jew, you got pulled in. I think in some cases, 16th. So if you're saying you're not Jewish, if your mother's not Jewish, don't you think the Nazis would have also abided by that?
Well, no. They went sort of like over the edge. If you had one great grandparent Jewish, no matter what side they were on, that was enough for them. That was enough for them. Now, can I say like another very interesting thing? You know that Noah had three sons, right? You studied the Bible a little bit, and,
yes.
and one of them was named Shem, right? And that's where the word anti-Semitic comes from. Semitic means stemming from the third one of the three sons named Shem. Now, among his descendants were, of course, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Also, Ishmael. Ishmael was a half brother of Isaac, and Esav, who was the father of Italians of Rome, was a full twin brother of Jacob. But I want to say more than that, because if you study the lineage in the Bible, you will see that all of these European nations, including you and anybody from Scandinavia or Western Europe, ultimately goes back to Shem. So if you want to be really technical, all Western Europeans are Semitic. And you can trace it back. You could go in the Bible and look at it. So you're Semitic. And if you want to be technical, of course we know that anti-Semitic basically means Jewish. But I'm saying that is also true.
Okay, well, listen. If let's say I have a child. Okay, let's say a black woman has a child with a Jewish man.
Well, there are black Jews.
Hold on, let me finish. That child, because of his skin tone, will be considered black no matter what. It reverse it. Okay, a Jewish mother, black father.
Right.
That child's going to come out with a skin tone.
Jewish
mother, not that child is going to be considered black. Now, it's what's to be seen.
Hold on a second. Being black has nothing to do with being Jewish or not Jewish. I was in yeshiva with totally Jewish people, not phony black Jews, real Jewish people who do the same things that I do. The Sabbath and the kosher food and the whole business. And studied the Torah and everything, and the Talmud. I was in Talmud classes with American black Jews, real Jews, and they were not converts. Their parents were converts, and they were born totally Jewish, and they were totally black.
Well, truth be told to you, sir, the original tribes. Back in the day, when you go back in history, closer to the cradle of man, the Hebrew were all black. Black skin darker than mine. Charcoal black. As you get further along in history here, you go from Hebrew to Jew. It's sort of like how right. The Spaniards went over to the Americas with the Indians and create the Mexicans.
Okay. When the Bible
speaks about the Hebrew, they're not talking about the white Ashkenazi Jews. They're talking about the dark-skinned African. Just for your information.
Well, but let me say that Judaism is not totally it's not a race. Not totally. There are many people the same race who are Jewish and go back that way. But if a person converts to Judaism, which is discouraged, Judaism discourages conversion. Okay, but if a person does go ahead and becomes Jewish, he is totally Jewish in every way, except for a couple of things, like you can't be a king of Israel. Okay, for something like that.
The current Jews in Israel right now who claim sovereignty there are illegitimate. Just by what you're saying.
What?
Another reason why they're illegitimate.
Who was saying that? I didn't hear you.
I said the current Jews in Israel right now are illegitimate. The claim to Israel is illegitimate. Based on what you're saying as well.
What? What I hear is people say that the Jews in Israel are not the real Jews and the land was stolen. But the thing is this, that people, they can't, it's called like, it's like the Trump derangement syndrome. It's like the Jewish-Israel derangement syndrome. They're real Jews and it's really Israel. And it's really there. And people try to figure out all ways to delegitimize it, but it's a derangement syndrome.
Well, that's fine, but I'm just saying the land belongs to the Hebrew, not the Jews. I want to let Harley answer this discussion if he can keep his language clean. And for the other people on the lines, we are going to get to, I promise. I know we got Frank in New York. Just hold on. But we're having a good discussion here. I want to get another side to this. So if Harley can keep his language clean, let's get him back on the show.
You want to keep me on too?
Yes, I want to keep you on too.
Okay.
You know, you
want to tell her?
Go ahead.
You've asked me to call back, and I've been waiting for 5 minutes to call back. So I've been here the whole time as you've been talking. And okay. I'm going to tell you right now, you've done more than David Duke and Slattery has done for maybe 10 years because they don't take calls. If you, any of you listen out there, they don't take calls from people. They don't want to hear what you have to say. They only want to hear what they have to say and what they want to produce. And RBN, yes, RBN, the people that you're broadcasting with right now, helps them do that. Helps
Listen,
them.
This show right here belongs to the people. The people.
And rents.
So if you want to call in, and you can call in and talk about whatever you want.
Jeffrey Rents with Frank Collins. You know who Frank Collins is? Frank Collins, ladies and gentlemen, Frank Collins, he's a Jewish Nazi that has a regular show on the Jeff Rents show, on the Jeff Rents network. Do you understand that? You see, we don't have people out here in the America audience here that can call in and tell everybody actually what's happening on our radio shows. Frank Collins was a Jewish Nazi back in the days, who's a total fake. But now he's broadcasting with Stormfront and Dave and Duke and Patrick Slattery on the Jeffrey Rents Network. Do you understand that, people? Do you understand
I do appreciate the comments there.
Harley, can I say something? Yeah.
Hey,
this is Jim in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
okay, listen. I have actually gotten through to Slattery a couple of times. Maybe Duke is, of course, I didn't get through to. But I had lengthy civil conversations with Dr. Slattery, even though I think a lot of the stuff is wrong.
So?
So I did get through more than once. I know which days when he's recorded. I call the studio, and if it's not recorded, they put
Slattery is a a homo. Okay, I'm sorry to your homos out there. Slattery is a homo. He is to destroy everything white in America.
Destroy her? What does
and
that mean?
He is a paid host on RBN and the Rents Network. He is nothing but an anti-free speech homo. That's what he is, okay? If he wasn't, he would have an answer show right here, right now. We could talk. We could
I don't know Dr. Pesci, but I think he would take exception to what you're saying right now.
Well, then let me have a discussion with him.
Harley, you have said nothing of substance. You've called another RBN host a bunch of names. Do you have anything of substance?
We're human beings.
Homo.
Can we not
homo and garbage.
Can we not get
Say something.
Can we not get Dr. Slattery on the show, and we can find out what DNA is, and what his idea of what race is, and what, especially what a Jew is, because he doesn't have a goddamn clue what a Jew is. He doesn't know what a Jew. He never read the Bible in his life.
For you, since you called in the show and made a request, I will make the request to Dr. Patrick Flannery himself to appear on my show, and then you can call in and talk to him yourself. I will do that for you. Does that sound okay?
That doesn't sound like very much, my friend. I mean, I appreciate that, but it doesn't really sound much like a challenge. It just sounds like, hey, you can call if you want. You know what? I want David Duke in a debate. I don't want to call in these clowns.
Could I say one thing about all this? Hello.
Go ahead.
This is Jim in Brooklyn, okay? It asks a question in the Talmud. Why did God create one man at a time, one man to everybody's ancestor? Because nobody could say that my grandfather is better than your grandfather. In other words, anti-racism.
Yeah, screw the Talmud. Okay, I don't give a damn about the Talmud.
All right.
Okay.
So you tell me, why did God create one man? Why did God create one man? He could have created several at a time. Why did he do that?
Man does not mean everybody. It means Adam. No. That's what it means. So forget you, Al. Go to your Talmud. If you don't know what a man is.
Sir, I would like your opinion on what is a Jew, if you would.
Jew?
Indulge.
Okay, what is a Jew? I would be very happy to tell you what a Jew is. A Jew is a misnomer. There was no such word as a Jew. And in the Bible, there is many definitions of a Jew. One is a Judean, which is a geographical location of a person. In other words, anyone living in Judea could be a Jew. That had nothing to do with a biological person. Just like America. Like American, you know, in the days of America, an American was somebody actually white. It wasn't, you know, black slaves were not allowed to vote. Indians were not allowed to vote. So an American was not a black slave or an Indian, just like an Israelite was not anyone else other than an Israelite. And it wasn't a damn Jew, because you can't tell me where a Jew relates to an Israelite, can you? Now, why don't you take a minute right now and explain to us all how a Jew is an Israelite? Go ahead. Tell us.
Are you talking to Jim in Brooklyn?
I believe you put that question to you.
Anybody.
Talking to me. Okay.
I want to hear what Jim has to say.
Hello. It says in the Bible that God changed Jacob's name to Israel. It says, wrestled with that.
Where did Jacob become a Jew? Tell us.
Okay.
Did Jacob become a Jew?
Abraham was the first Jew. He became a Jew because Abraham was the first Jew. And what does the name Hebrew mean? What does the name Hebrew mean? He was called Abraham HaHebri, Abraham the Hebrew.
Who are you?
The word Hebrew.
Who are you saying Abraham was the Jew? Who are you? Please announce yourself who you are
Abraham
that are saying
Hebrew.
That Abraham was the Jew.
Abraham was
who
the first
are
Jew.
You?
I'm,
he was
I'm
the first
a much Jew. Later Jew. I'm a much later Jew.
Oh, you were a later Jew. Did Abraham did he even know what a Jew was?
Let me add something a little bit more to this, because Israel is a misnomer in itself as well. Is Isis, Ra, sun god, El, a general terminology for God. So you have traditions from other cultures brought into the Bible. For what?
The word Israel comes from Yisrael, straight with God. I mean, straight with God.
Wait a minute.
This
is a nice little diversion. I want to know how Abraham was a Jew. Can you tell me how Abraham was a Jew?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Abraham recognized that the world must have a creator. And the people around him were all worshiping idols. As a matter of fact, Abraham's father, Terach, had an idol shop. He made idols. One day, Abraham, as a young boy, he broke all the idols, and he left one standing. And his father came home and
was
said, who broke all those
the word Jew anywhere when Abraham was created? Was there the word Jew?
I'm telling you, the word Jew comes from Yehuda, from the tribe of Judah. It comes that Yehuda, Yehudi, Judah, Jew.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Does
it come from Judah?
Judah was one of the 12 tribes.
Because Judah wasn't there yet. Because Abraham's grandson was Judah. He wasn't there yet.
Do you understand that
Judah didn't exist when Abraham lived?
That's right. And the word Jew didn't exist either. But what's the problem with that? It's
rewriting history. That's the problem.
Is a Jew a biological people, or is Jew some other kind of an order? Is Jew a biological or a geographical order? What is it?
It's a religion.
Oh, it's a religion now. So in other words, if I convert to Judaism, I can go to Israel now and live a happily life there, right?
Right.
Right?
Without racism.
Right? That's total bullshit. And I'm sorry that I said that on RBN.
We got another BS there, Mike. He's keeping it busy. All right, guys. Are we done with this conversation? Is there anything more we can get out of this?
Harley, I used to live there. You heard me. I graduated from Winter Park High School.
Okay. Hold on. Stop it right there, because I hear the music. That means we're going to commercial break. Guys, we'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.